back to Goodman. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's my pleasure and my joy to be able to come and share with you a few moments of study together in the precious Word of the Eternal God. We're in the Gospel of John, the fourth book in the New Testament, chapter 16. And we're about to complete this chapter. We've been studying about the Trinity. And our basic study has to do with new birth blessings. There are so many benefits and blessings that come through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We've had a number of broadcasts on eternal life and the blessing of eternal life. And now we're studying about the Trinity. And we started in John chapter 14, 15, 16, and we'll go through chapter 17 as we're studying about the Trinity. All of the scripture in here are messages, are a teaching session that the Lord Jesus had with his disciples as he was preparing them for his departure and letting them know that he was going to heaven. But he was sharing with them about God the Father and about God the Holy Spirit. In chapter 16, verse 7 through 11, he said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient or necessary or beneficial for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And who was the Comforter? Well, we found out in verse 26 of John 14, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And in that passage of Scripture, we see the Holy Spirit, we see the Father, and we see the Lord Jesus who's speaking. Here we see the triune Godhead. And so the Lord Jesus was telling about the Holy Spirit in verse 8 through 11, "And when he, the Comforter, is come, he will reprove the world of sin." This is John 16 and 8. "When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." And so we see the Lord Jesus speaking to them about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that he would convict men of sin, and of their need of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not believe in Christ. It's not normal for a man to open his heart to Christ. It takes a work of the Holy Spirit of God to convict a man of sin, to open his understanding, to help him to see his need of Jesus. "Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more." The Lord Jesus had been teaching the disciples to live a godly, righteous life. But he said, now the Holy Spirit's going to take over that job and will teach you how to live righteously, how to walk in obedience to the Father, how to live according to the will of God, and then of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Satan is the prince of this world who has been judged and was judged when Jesus died on the cross. Christ died for our sins, and he took the keys of death and hell away from Satan because he conquered death and overcame death. And he now has the keys of death and hell, we're told in Revelation. And so, beloved, Jesus Christ is Lord, and he sent the Holy Spirit to come. He would send the Holy Spirit when he was speaking here. He would send the Holy Spirit to come and to indwell their lives and to direct their steps. That's why he said in verse 7, it's for your benefit that I go away, so that the Father can, or the Spirit can come and indwell you and teach you and guide you and operate in this world to the glory of God. Now, we finished up last time in verse 26 or verse 27, where we've been talking about the love of God. In verse 27, for the Father himself loveth you, this is John 16:27, because ye have loved me. And oh, we've talked about the great love that God has for mankind, for the human race, and that is the very nature of God. God is love. That's who God is, beloved. He is love. But, beloved, he's also holy. He's also righteous. He's also just. And he's not only a God of love, but he's a God of justice, and he's a God of judgment. God hates sin, and God's very nature is that he must punish sin. However, God is patient and long-suffering to we human beings, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're told over in 1 Peter, I believe it is. And so, beloved, it's God's will that man comes to Jesus and believes in Christ and accepts him as Savior, but it's an individual choice. And it's up to you to decide whether you will open your heart or whether you will reject the Lord Jesus, his offer of salvation, and spend eternity in the lake of fire, separate and apart from Almighty God and from eternal life. Beloved, it's your choice. Nobody can make that decision for you. It's an individual choice. And I had to make that decision years ago. As a small lad, the Spirit of God convicted me of my sin. I opened my heart to Jesus and received him as Savior, and I'm so glad I did. There's no telling where I would be or what I would have done had I not known Jesus Christ, had he not changed and transformed my life. And so, beloved, God loves us, and he longs for us to turn to the Lord Jesus, to put our faith and trust in him, to believe that he died for our sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, conquering death, hell, and the grave, that he lives today. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, God's word tells us. And so, beloved, he loves you, and he loves me, and he sent the Holy Spirit. That's what he said there in verse 7 of John 16, it's for your benefit that I go so that I can send the Comforter to come unto you. And so the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is in the world today, convicting men, women, boys, and girls of sin, opening their eyes to their need of Jesus. And beloved, perhaps you're listening right now, and you're in that condition, separated and apart from God. You don't know Jesus as your Savior. But there's that strange sensation, that strange feeling that you have inside. That's the Spirit of God convicting you and seeking to draw you to a personal faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, to accept him as Savior and to be born again. And if you'll cry out to him and ask him to come into your life, he will send his Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation, as John chapter 3 and verse 6 explains. And so, beloved, God loves us. Verse 28, Jesus says, I came forth from the Father, and I've come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Now, Jesus said, I came from the Father. I was born as a little babe. I took on human form, human flesh. I walked upon this earth for 33.5 years. And he was getting ready to go to the cross to die for our sins, to be buried. And 40 days later, after he arose from the grave, 3 days after his crucifixion, then he would ascend back to the Father. And his disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest not in proverb. They thought they understood what he was saying. But, beloved, there's so much that they didn't comprehend and understand. You see, you grow in the knowledge of the Lord as you come to know Jesus as Savior, as you're born into the family of God. You're a babe in Christ. There's so much you don't know. There's so much you don't understand. But the longer you walk with the Lord, the more you get into the Word of God, the more you commune and fellowship with God in prayer, the more you begin to grow, the more you begin to develop. As you eat the simple truths of God's Word, that is, comprehend and understand the simple truths of God's Word, your mind begins to grasp and understand who God is and learn to love of His, understand of His love, His partaking of interest in your personal life, His knowing what's going on in your life, His caring for you. As you grow in your experience with Him, as you grow in the knowledge of His Word, God begins to open up more and more truth. It's like a little baby. A little baby can't have a T-bone steak because a little baby doesn't have any teeth. A little baby couldn't digest it. And so you give a baby a very simple milk. And as the baby is able to develop and begin to grow and begin to develop physically and begin to cut teeth, he's able to begin to eat a more solid food and eventually grows to the point of adulthood where he's able to eat any kind of food. And so the same's true of us spiritually. It's a picture of the spiritual born-again believer is a new babe in Christ and has to develop and has to grow. And that's why Jesus was sharing these things with His disciples. But they fully weren't able to comprehend and understand all that He wanted them to know. And so He's speaking to them and teaching them here in these passages of Scripture before He would go to the cross. They said in verse 30, "Now we are sure that Thou knowest all things." And He does, beloved. He's omniscient, which means He's all-knowing. "And needest not that any man should ask Thee. By this we believe that Thou camest forth from God, from the Father." And again, they're learning about the Trinity. They're learning about the triune Godhead. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Do you really believe?" They thought they did. They thought they understood. But oh, in a few hours they would forsake Him. In a few hours they would all run away because He was going to die and they wouldn't really understand. Till next time, goodbye.